Hello there. How are you? It's bedtime story again, and I'm finding as I peruse the books that quite a lot of the stories are very short, cute and short. So this month I'm going to tell you two tales, both from Fukuoka Prefecture, and both are silly and quite clever, I suppose. The first story is called Fukuyaki. Fuku means luck or good fortune, and yaki means to burn, grill, cook, or roast something. Roasted luck? Grilled good fortune? You might have heard of dorayaki, the Japanese sweet the character Doraemon loves so much. In this case, and actually quite a lot of cases, the yaki just refers to a food being cooked, like a snack. Dorayaki, obanyaki, taiyaki. Those are all cake-like desserts with some kind of sweet filling, usually red bean paste. Doesn't have to be sweet, though. There's teriyaki, okonomiyaki, and sukiyaki. Something-something yaki can also mean a specific type of pottery. However, in the case of this story, none of those are what the title is referring to. It's called Fukuyaki. Mukashi, mukashi, long, long ago, in a village called Obasemura, in the district of Yobaru, there was a very impressive grave. It was as big as a mountain. Near it was a pond with water so clear you could gaze in and see colorful schools of koi. Orange, gold, black and white. All around the pond and covering the grave mountain were hundreds and hundreds of majestic pines and oaks. If you were to walk through this forest, depending on the season, you'd be met with a variety of wild flowers blooming and scenting the air with their fragrances. The whole thing started as a single person's observance or wish. If you want to become truly happy, go up to this grave mountain and make a request to the Fuku no Kamisama, the god of luck. Over time, this became a common saying throughout the village, and people often made the trek and asked for some true happiness from the god of luck on the hill. The grave mountain had another interesting feature. There, past the pond, near the trees and flowers, but in an open space, was a cave. The entrance blackened with soot. This became another word-of-mouth legend. It was believed that once a year, someone, and no one knows exactly who, would rake up all the fallen leaves, making the little forest look nice. That person would then place all the fallen leaves into the cave and burn them. People joked that the grave mountain had so much good luck that it had some to spare and had to be burned off occasionally. They called this Fukuyakiyama, luck-burning mountain. Everyone thought it was quite funny. If you want to become truly happy, go up to the grave mountain and make a request to the Fuku no Kamisama, the god of luck. Go ahead and do it because there is so much luck, they've got extra left over. Meanwhile, there was a man who lived in Obasemura named Sagoshichi. He was entirely lazy, hated to work, and stayed inside all day long, rolling around, sleeping, doing nothing at all. For example, autumn would come and the rice would grow heavy with the golden grains, and it needed to be harvested. All the villagers pitched in and cut the rice. Not Sagoshichi. Winter would come and it was time to do mugifumi, stepping on the wheat. This was done when the frost would lift the dirt, causing the cold to reach the roots, damaging crops. Villagers would take turns going out and stomping through the fields, packing down the earth again to protect next year's crops. But not Sagoshichi. One day, when an elderly neighbor man stopped by to see if he could get some help, Sagoshichi refused and he mumbled to himself, "Boy, I wish I could just find happiness." The elderly neighbor took heart and said, "Sagoshichi, funny you should say that. You know, if you really want to find happiness," he pointed at the grave mountain in the distance, "up there on Fukuyakiyama, you can ask the god of luck, Fukuno Kamisama, and see what kind of reply you get. Just face the old cave and pray. You'll know where it is when you see it." Sagoshichi rolled over and scratched his head. He thought for a while. "Okay, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. If I can get advice on how to be happy, then I'll do it." With that, Sagoshichi got to his feet and headed to the mountain. As he walked along, he was struck by the beauty of it all. The sun warm on his face, a breeze perfumed with wildflowers and forest, made his head feel light and giddy. He wandered around for a while, then stopped to watch the carp swim, envying their freedom and what he interpreted as joy at just being alive. If the god of luck were to ever come down to earth, this is the place it would live, he thought. Finally, after some time, Sagoshichi reached the top of Fukuyakiyama and found the clearing where the blackened mouth of a cave gaped. This had to be what his neighbor was talking about. He moved a little closer, but he was afraid to get too close. He then sat down, bowed his head, and pressed his hands together in prayer. So, Sagoshichi began. Fukuno Kamisama, I want to find happiness. Please tell me how I can do that, Fukuno Kamisama. After a few moments, a voice came from deep inside the cave.
Sagoshichi, listen carefully. If you want to find happiness, you have to move. Not just your body, but your heart as well. Go outside, do something, work, help others if you can. And with everything you do, use your heart too. Then you will find true happiness.
After hearing this, Sagoshichi felt light and hopeful and energetic. He hurried home, only taking one detour to enjoy the fish again. He couldn't wait to get outside and help a little bit. Maybe one of his neighbors needed some work in the field done. When he reached his house, he noticed his elderly neighbor, who had given him such good advice, returning home as well. "Sagoshichi, how did it go?" he asked, smiling from ear to ear. "You'll never believe what the Fukuno Kamisama said to me. Hey, by the way, do you have any chores you need help with?" "Let me think," the neighbor said, laughing a little. "I think I can come up with something." The end. Now the second folk tale is even more goofy than that one. I thought I'd end the year with something funny, so this is also from Fukuoka, and it's called The Snake and the Frog, Hebi to Kaeru. And it goes something like this. Long, long ago, after making all the animals, Kamisama, God, announced that it was time to decide what each animal should eat in order that they could continue to live. Kamisama said to all the animals of the forest, "Tomorrow, when the sun hits high noon, you are all to gather at the clearing." "Okay," they all said. The next morning, the animals woke and made their way to the allotted clearing. There were fast animals like deer and rabbits, who of course would make their way quickly to the designated spot. But there were also creatures like snails and worms, who were extremely self-aware and understood it would take them some extra time. They set out earlier than the speedier animals. But before they did, they bowed and told these faster creatures, "O sakini shitsurei shimasu," Excuse us for leaving earlier. The deer and the rabbits and the other fast animals didn't mind at all. That sounded fair. Everyone set out at the time they determined they could reach the clearing by noon. However, Frog overslept. When he woke, he realized everyone had already departed, so he started hopping along to catch up. After a while, he caught up to the next slowest animal. It was Snake. Even though it was slow, the snake continued to diligently make its way through the forest, minding its own business. The frog caught up. "Hey, hey, look at this!" The frog hopped in front of the snake. The snake laughed and zoomed back in front of the frog. The two did this for some time, half joking with one another. At some point, the frog was feeling cheeky and yelled back to the snake. "You know, it's so aggravating that you are such a slow animal and you get in front of me. You know, you should lick my butt. Oshiri o nameru no ga ii." Is how you say that in Japanese if you ever need to use that phrase. Frog continued to laugh at his little joke all the way to the clearing, where he came in just before the snake. When they had all arrived, Kami-sama said, "Okay, now I will tell you what it is you're supposed to eat in order to survive from now on. Deer, you can eat grass. Birds, you can have the nuts and the berries." And so God went down the list of animals until it came to the snake. "Snake, I noticed that on your way here, the frog was teasing you. I recall it saying something about licking its butt." "Well, there you have it. Snake, you are to eat frogs from now on. And when you eat them, do so from the back end first." And to this day, whenever you see a snake eating a frog, it's doing so from the butt. The end. Happy New Year. I'll talk to you again real soon.